The LA County Metro Transportation Authority's recent additions to its train network are proving to be pretty popular. The Expo Line, which connects downtown LA to Santa Monica, has seen hefty ridership, even while the numbers haven't been so hefty on other lines. Metro officials are hoping, of course, with the promise of more lines and more places to go, people will increasingly get on board. Well, that promise comes at a price, and that price is titled Measure M, which would raise an estimated $860 million a year through a new permanent half-cent sales tax. Kevin Roderick is here with this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
The bar is very high on this thing, right, that's on the ballot in November.
Oh, it certainly is. You have to get two-thirds of the vote for this measure to pass, and you may remember that 4 years ago there was a transit measure on the ballot that just missed. It missed by, you know, thousands of votes from passing. So there's a lot at stake with this measure, and transit officials, Mayor Garcetti, the Chamber of Commerce, and labor, who are all aligned interests when it comes to building transit projects, are making a pretty strong push for it.
They're making a strong push for it, and when you say two-thirds, we're talking 66.7%.
Yeah, well, and to get that, remember, you know, people talk about Los Angeles County areas as a Democratic area. Well, their Republicans always get at least that amount in just about any race. So, you know, to win with 67%, you've got to get Clinton supporters and Trump supporters. You've got to get people in the city. You've got to get people in the suburbs. And crucially, you've got to get not just people who use transit, but you have to get a lot of votes for people who don't really use transit.
Who's against this bill? Who doesn't want this to happen?
Well, there are people who are actively against it, and this includes some interests in the South Bay cities and Southeast cities where they just don't feel like they get enough of the pie from transit measures. And, you know, the big one in 2008, Measure R, funded a lot of the projects that we have now. And there are lots of areas of the county that feel left out of that. But also there's just ordinary voters, right, who might feel like, hey, we've been asked to tax ourselves a lot in recent years, and especially this year. There are a lot of competing tax measures on the ballot. And for Measure M to pass, they're going to have to convince voters that, you know, here's another tax that you should support even while you're being confronted with others.
What are some of the big projects, the plans that Metro has? I know one of them is boring through the Sepulveda Pass.
Well, it includes new and extended train lines in different directions across the county, a potential rail line under Sepulveda Pass, which is a big, ambitious project that wasn't really on anybody's realistic dream list even 5 years ago. But also part of the pot of Measure and part of the lure is that there will be fixes on freeways. And I went out with Mayor Garcetti to Downey last week, where he made the pitch to city officials in Downey, and that area of Los Angeles County, that people should support Measure M because it'll also help things like the clogged traffic on the 605 freeway, which he uses the backdrop for his media event.
And of course, the Metro helped to finance, right? Measure R, this was a financing mechanism for the 405 expansion, right? Adding a carpool lane.
Yeah, people don't really realize that the transit money also goes for improving the freeways and in some cases the local streets. So the couple of years ago, remember, there was all this work done on the 405 freeway. Some of that came from transit funds. And the mayor was a little bit critical of that. He said, we shouldn't be using transit funds to expand the freeway at that point. And so he's out here in Downey beside a freeway because he knows that if you don't get the freeway users to vote for Measure M, is not going to pass.
Right, and especially if there's not a prospect of a rail line coming to your doorstep, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But in this case, they were just saying, hey, you know, it's just going to make traffic better in every way because the freeways will be more modern and up to date. And I think that has to be a selling point.
Very quickly, Kevin, this is one of several tax initiatives, right, on the ballot in November. Does that hurt it, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. People are being asked in the city of Los Angeles to also vote for a homeless tax. They're also being asked to vote for parks. And there's 17 measures on the state ballot that everyone's being asked about. Some of those are bringing in new taxes as well. And I think at some point, you know, that makes it a hard sell. And I know that the organizers behind Measure M are worried about that.
Kevin Roderick with this week's LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.